The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Welcome back, window lickers. How are my Special Olympians doing today? I am back with more funnies found on the internet. Yes, the information superhighway. This one I found on funnyjunk.com. It's a throwback to the early documentaries of our elementary school childhood, in which the announcer describes the most colorful word in our English language. Take a listen, I think you will like it.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Oh, how I wish I had a better copy of that. I love that dude's voice, and I wish I knew who that was. If any of you out there in the voiceover community that's listening to this know who that is, let me know, please. Just so that you'll know, you can get in touch with me via the email, timlrice@aol.com, or on the Facebook. My name is Tim Rice, and my URL is VOChameleon. Of course, after you put in all that facebook.com/bullshit. And you can follow me on Twitter @VOChameleon. Anyway, it has come to my attention that there is a small faction of my Facebook friends that somehow believe that whenever I post a picture, that I am somehow sending them a secret message. Listen, people, sometimes a funny picture is just a funny picture. I think this borderlines on a cross between narcissism and delusions of grandeur. So get it together, people. I'm not as smart as you think I am. Anyway, tune in next time when my guest is likely to be Bo Crenshaw of The Night Project. It'll be my first interview with a local celebrity. Yes, something to look forward to. But until then, I'll catch you later.
Goodbye.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
We have to use so many cuss words.
Shut up!